All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So listen, a little college football. Nothing wrong with a little debate. I mean, Rico's got a way different viewpoint of it than I do. It doesn't make me right or him wrong or vice versa. I want to know where you guys are at with it. Obviously, we can't just sit here and say, hey, we're waiting for October 30th. Like, I'm thrilled with what my team's doing. But no, I don't think we're within 10 points of OSU. And no disrespect to you, you're not within 10 points of OSU either.
Well, you know,
so this idea that the playoff is open, I don't buy it. It's still the Buckeyes. And I think by a wide margin. Rico disagrees.
Well, funny thing, Mike, according to the faux Vegas numbers that my guy came up with, Michigan State would be minus... plus 9.5, and Michigan would be plus 9.
There you go. And I take Ohio State and both. And that's before you get to the Iowa conversation and before you get to, you know, forget about the play. Forget it. If you haven't watched Georgia, don't pick up the phone.
Actually,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, here's the thing. Actually, the odds are better against Iowa. Iowa, you're looking at 8 and 7.5.
Great. Take Iowa. Look. Let me hear the ticket text, and I want to get to the phones. Let's see what the people have to say. I don't want to bicker like old ladies up here. Let's talk to the people, your fan base. 248-539-9797. David first with the text. What do you have for me?
How do you figure we are getting new teams in the playoffs? Mark it down. Ohio State, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Bama will get in.
That a baby.
No new teams.
That's where. Hey, David, I may as well have sent that ticket text. The only thing new is that Clemson, with a quarterback with hair down to his ass crack, are not in the game.
Okay, here I guess because I'm saying new as in there's been three teams, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, lock for like the last five seasons. So, yeah.
Still feel the same.
Oklahoma gets in and Oklahoma loses first game. They're done. So, in theory, technically, if MSU makes it in, it's not a new team. I don't consider Oklahoma a real team because they really don't do anything once they get there. I'm talking the three teams that normally, you know, a championship's going to come from those three. They're not there this year. I don't know if Ohio State's going to make it. I don't know if Alabama is going to make it. If Georgia defeats Alabama in the SEC championship game, a two-loss Bama team ain't going. Newsflash.
No.
They're out.
No. So since he gets in. And they get steamrolled. And then we can stop listening about all these group of five teams crying that they don't get in. Play a schedule like we play, you wouldn't be undefeated. Plus, your coach looks like Rob Riggle, and I have no interest in letting him in.
You got to give Cincy credit. They didn't know. They go to Indiana. They didn't know Indiana was going to be bad. Indiana was supposed to be good. They go to Notre Dame, and they win in both places. They've done what they're supposed to do. They did what everybody said. Go play somebody. Fine. We'll go
I
play
wish
somebody.
Go away. Can they do that for me?
They can't go away, Mike. That's not how it works.
I'm actually looking at this Oklahoma thing right now. I just wanted to see this weekend. You know, I'd made that comment about, hey, if they clear TCU, and I think TCU was getting maybe, what, 9.5? Did that sound right? Oh, wow. All right, it's out to 13.5. Ooh-wee. Interesting. All right, carry on. I just don't know who's beating him at this point. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Look, like I said, I know we're not doing college football live here. There was a body language difference when Williams got in the game for them. Mm-hmm. I don't think that team likes Rattler. And, oh, you can't say that. He's a kid. Hey, man, I'm just telling you, when I watch him, he doesn't look like the most team-friendly dude. When I watch his body language, he doesn't celebrate others. And when I watch that team and the energy level, when Williams came in the game, there was a juice, there was a camaraderie. Maybe I'm just a bad person, but it sure felt that way to me. And if that's the case, no one's going to beat him. Carry on.
You're not a bad person, Mike, because I noticed it. I had friends texting me. We were talking about the same thing. The team got up to play for Caleb. That's what it looked like
to me.
That's
what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was almost like draft day. Who came to Spencer's birthday party? I'm like, I don't know that I like this kid. He's not nice to anybody. He doesn't celebrate anybody. Like Michigan, they rally around each other. They like each other. They, you know, they're partying. Michigan State, you got guys doing handshakes and briefcase handoffs. Oklahoma with Rattler was a whole different thing.
See, I think Rattler just put undue pressure on himself. I think he bought into the hype that he was a leading candidate to win the Heisman. He got the money in the NIL, and he thought maybe he forgot you got to go out on the field and prove yourself. And his throws were horrific because you saw a guy trying to do too much, whereas Caleb goes in there and plays the game, and he lets the game come to him. Rattler is trying to make plays, and that wasn't happening.
Let's go to Richard, Detroit, 97.1. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Mike, I'm like you. I think Ohio State, I mean, I think they were on the table, which I think they would. I mean, you got to score 60 points to beat them. Even though I know their defense is not that good, but there's nobody else in the Big Ten going, I mean, throw the ball like they throw. They all run the ball. I mean, I'm like you, Mike. I'm just going to shut up and hear your response.
Nah, Richard, it's all good. And like I said, maybe my opinion's a lazy one. I'm okay being criticized for it.
No.
I watch OSU every week, and it's just how I feel. I think people are so quick to write them off because they're tired of them. And the reality is now, after a six-week sample size, they're beating everybody by 50, and the one loss was against the top 10 team in Oregon. They lost by 7. Quarterback played well. Defense didn't. Bad day at the office. I don't know. Like Alabama, I don't view them any different because they lost to A&M. They haven't lost a game like that since 2017. It's going to happen. They're men, not machines.
Right.
I don't think Bama's losing the rest of the year.
Right, but that's just it, Mike. They can't afford to. They have to be perfect. Ohio State will have to go, and they will have to beat Iowa in that defense. And now that's going to be an interesting game if they play each other in the Big Ten Championship, because that's strength against strength right there. That secondary versus those Ohio State wide receivers. The Buckeyes lose, they're not going. Iowa gets validated, Iowa goes.
But
for Alabama, you got Clemson sitting. I mean, not Clemson.
If Ohio State loses, neither of our teams are going either.
We're
not at their level.
Okay, you keep turning this into our teams. I'm just saying they're going to be new.
Well, I do a show in Detroit. Omaha?
They're going to be new teams. I don't think that either one of our teams can talk about that. One team can start dreaming about that on October 31st. Okay.
I agree with that.
Now we got two games ahead of us. We win these two games, and we may go to that table. But until then, I'm looking at it. The winner of that game, man, you throw yourself into that conversation.
Go to John in Westland. Johnny, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, hey, guys. Sorry, took a second to click. I think Bama's going to lose to Georgia. So my question is, do you think Michigan or Michigan State could be the second team? Because I agree with you. They're not beating OSU, but they might be able to keep it reasonably close. Maybe lose by 11, but OSU scores a touchdown in the last 3 minutes. Do you think that they could have a chance?
Wait, at the playoffs or beating Ohio State?
Playoffs, either Michigan State.
No. Here's how it would work for either one of those teams to get that second thing. You would have to play Iowa and lose to an undefeated Iowa team, but you've beaten Ohio State, you've beaten Penn State, and you beat either Michigan or Michigan State. Your one loss is against the number two team in the nation, and it was a close game. Then maybe they look at you over a Cincinnati and say, well, you played and beat three top 10 schools.
Because I think Georgia's the best team in the country, and I think they'll be Bama. And that's why I think Bama might be out, and I think there will be a new blood. I think it'll be Georgia, and I think the Big 12 will have a one-loss or two-loss team by the end of the season.
I'm looking at Oklahoma, and unless the new quarterback can really get things going, they had so many close scares. They don't look dominant. Yes, they have the wins, But you look at the teams that they barely beat, and it's just like, okay. I mean, the Texas was impressive because, you know, you were down by 28. But coming, you know, Nebraska, nah, I can't give you credit for that.
Yeah, I just wonder if this might be where the Big Ten gets two teams. And it would be kind of cool if that happened.
You know what? And here's the funny thing, John. The only way the Big Ten can get two teams, one of those teams would have to be either Michigan or Michigan State. Plain and simple. Because yeah. I think if Iowa loses, I don't think that they're going to get in. Appreciate the call. I don't think Iowa gets in with a loss.
You think 12-0 Iowa, ranked number two in America, loses a classic in the Big Ten title game to Ohio State. You don't think Iowa creeps in at four?
No, Mike, because what's going to happen is you're going to start dissecting Iowa's schedule and see, well, who did they beat? And when you play the Big Ten West and you feed on them, I mean, seriously, if you're an Iowa Hawkeye fan, you could already buy your tickets and you're playing tickets to Indianapolis right now. You're not losing again. And you still got seven more weeks to go.
They'll downgrade the Penn State win because the quarterback injury.
Right.
Yep.
So,
well, the reality of the situation is if Clifford doesn't get hurt, they win the game. I mean, that's just yes. the way it is, and yeah. that's where I have a big problem with it. I mean, it's like Penn State now. Look, I still have no concept of when or if Clifford's coming back. If Clifford doesn't come back, they're out of the Derby. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Michigan and Michigan State are going to face off, and the loser's done.
Right.
I think it's too hard when all the teams come from one side of the conference.
Right.
And for years, that was the SEC's issue with the West versus East.
But I think that's what's going to hurt Iowa, because you're going to start looking at those games, and somebody's going to say, okay, take Iowa out to Big Ten and tell me how that's any different than Cincinnati.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.